Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, listen, we're going now to one of my favorite moments of every single week. We do this thing on Thursday afternoons. We call it the Grand Council, where I bring in two other brethren who have even far more experience than I do at pontificating on the air. And that's our friends Dale Jackson from right here at WVNN, our program director and morning show guy. Dale Jackson, are you with us?
I am here, Alabama's most trusted journalist, checking in.
There you are. All right. And do we also have calling in on the show today, Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5 down on the coastal regions. Jeff, are you here?
I am present.
You are indeed present by phone line today. Copper, I hope you got a sound effect ready because I'm pronouncing a quorum for the Grand Council. Go ahead and cue it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
All right, the Grand Council. We have convened. The trumpets have blown. You know the rules, fellas. We ask ourselves each other's questions. We go two rounds of one question each. We sometimes agree, sometimes we don't, but we love each other when it's done, no matter what. So I'm going to go ahead and say, Jeff Poore, you're first.
All right, Emerson pulled out yesterday in the Senate race. Durant with like a 10-point lead on Katie Britt, and Mo Brooks trailing in third. But the number that caught my eye, seems like a high or unusually high number of undecided voters at this stage of a race. 26%. There are more undecided voters than there are supporters of either Katie Britt or Mo Brooks. Does that surprise you guys?
I'll jump on that first because I also watched an interview with my my good personal friend John Rogers, who now works for Signal, the polling group out of D.C. that really started here in Alabama, and they also have a 21% undecided in their governor's race poll, which shows that there's a great deal of ambivalency right now, that people are not being fully swayed, and so what's going to wind up happening is, whereas it used to be the independent voter mattered the most, right now the undecided voter matters the most in the primary, obviously, and that undecided is going to sway the race for number two. If Durant's numbers are what they say they are, then the race is on for number two. Undecided means everything right now. Dale, your thoughts.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with any of that. I think that's pretty clear what it is, and the Trump endorsement mattering a lot. It's, I think, 60% of those who are there, so the race is on for that as well.
Your thoughts on your own question there, Jeff Rowe.
It just seems for this stage, 2 months to go, unusually high. All I can do is attribute it to what's going on in the world. Maybe Chris Rock getting slapped by Will Smith, or the war in Ukraine, or whatever. The news just isn't really lending itself to a statewide election this cycle.
Yeah, you know, and I can't help but think that you're right. I think there's a great deal of dissatisfaction with incumbencies and regular order of business, and people are trying to figure out what they want right now. There's a little bit of hesitancy, I would think, just because there's so much uncertainty in the markets and the world stage, certainly out of D.C., and they want the best one to do the right thing going forward. Anyway, you'd hope that's the way every time, but it just feels like there's a lot more of that than usual this time. All right, I'll tell you what, let me take the next one. The woke agenda. I mean, this has been the week of woke. If we've ever had a week of woke, it's this one. Disney is a freak show right now. Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin of Birmingham today issued an executive order calling for gender-neutral bathrooms. Apple being what it is, you know, Google doing what it does. And yet this squeaky wheel minority seems to get a lot of grease. President Biden just today said that he supports transgender surgeries on children. That being said, are social issues, in y'all's opinion, are social issues still viable upfront campaign issues in today's climate for Republicans? Dale, you first.
Oh, for Republicans, absolutely. I think if you're a moderate, middle-of-the-road Democrat and you're seeing this, you're like, please stop. Like, just stop. Stop doing this to us. You're killing us. Please stop doing this. I think that's where they're at, and I think they've got some serious issues that they're going to have to deal with here on this matter.
Jeff?
I'm a little more cynical here. I think it's just an effort to demonize their political opponents. We're talking less than 1% of the population is transgender, but look at how much of the media coverage, particularly today, even at the state level, Senator Shelnut's bill, and then you look on down the line at what's going on in Washington, D.C. I'm an editor at Breitbart. I've edited like 3 stories about people talking about this issue, but it just seems like you're just saturating and overwhelming the system, and people are going to shut it out or push back or do something.
Well, I mean, but you're not denying it's there, though. I mean, Disney doing what it's doing has become a real serious thing for conservatives who don't want that in their child's entertainment. Don't you agree?
Yeah, but the point being is, like, well, who is this for? And we want to say, well, then we tell us the woke crowd and say, oh, it's diversity, it's inclusive. We want to include our brothers and sisters that are transgender, whatever they are declared themselves to be. But I ascribe it to this. They don't really necessarily care about that. They just want to show how mean and hateful the right is about this issue.
I see where you are. Well, I agree with that, and I do agree. And I think it's a vast minority. I do believe that the social issues are still strong campaign issues, especially in the red side primary season. And I think they need to be all the way to the general elections. If they're going to continue trying to distinguish us and cause us to be haters, I think we have to describe the difference between, you know, being forced to condone as opposed to just choosing not to condemn. And that's the problem. If you disagree, you're automatically a hater, and that's not the case. All right, Dale Jackson, you got a question.
I want to stay on the same thing, and I would like to address the oligarchs at the House of Mouse. I think this is a real problem that we have in our culture, and they are going to find themselves in a very interesting situation where they're trying to cram stuff down the throats of the American people via culture and politics. Does stuff like this that you're seeing here that ABC, Disney, or whatever they're called now is trying to do, does that weaken their power across the board? Because DeSantis looked him right in the eye and said, no, not only no, but I think we're going to go after some of your self-governance stuff and maybe some tax cuts and things like that. Hey, if you want to play in politics, then we've got to get you out of the special status you're in. Is this a thumb in the eye of the woke business community? Will they back down if Disney suffers a blow, or is this just the next battle in this fight, and it goes on and on and on and on?
I'll jump on first. I think it's both. I think that Disney is going to wind up taking a slap right now, but Disney is of the belief that it is too big to fail, and that they in the end, they're going to wind up, they're Disney. I mean, they've probably got more money banked offshore than you know, 37 of the 50 states. But all said and done, in the end, I think it's going to wind up also playing out to some degree in the favor. What you really see here is what happens when leadership happens. When DeSantis could just as easily have not said anything. He could have quivered when the big boss, Mouse, said something, but he didn't. And what really happens here is the rest of the world gets to see what it's like when there's actually leadership going on that says, hey, enough of your crap. How about you remember your role? Know your role. And that I think, is going to carry the day. May not change Mickey Mouse a whole lot, but I think it's going to wind up showing the world that leaders matter. And we don't have leadership in other places right now. Jeff?
For whatever reason, on Madison Avenue, the marketers, the guys who are, and I would say they're all at the center, Upper West Side of Manhattan types, think that this is where we need to make our brand. It's the same with politics. It translates to corporate America, too, and Disney's right in the middle of it. But I don't think that's really the case. Most people don't really care or think about this stuff. But there's an undue emphasis on this, and they think this is what you propel the stock price with. This is what you propel the business model with. This is how you grow the company. And at some point, it's going to be like one of those emperor with no clothes situations. And I think it's just going to, like a house of cards, is going to crumble.
Your own question, Dale. What are your thoughts?
I think they're in big trouble. I watch as people like my lovely wife, who might not be apolitical, but she's pretty damn close, watches this kind of stuff take place and wonders what in the hell is going on. And I think it frustrates people like that. And I think the more that you frustrate people like that, the bigger issue you're going to have in the world of politics. And if you're trying to play like they're trying to play in almost everything, well, eventually someone's going to start pushing back and they're going to lose a couple battles.
Yeah, and I think the flip side argument is there that conservatives rally for their corporations like Goya Foods and Chick-fil-A, and you can just see that we'll rush to those who stand with us, but we will shun those who don't. And whether it'll be, you know, the downfall of Disney, I don't think, but I think it's going to wind up hurting. I still think it goes back to also it's going to embolden other leaders to actually take a stand.
I also think people need to stop referring to them as Disney and start calling them oligarchs. If we're going to talk about Russia and how the unelected power players are the rich businessmen really pulling all the strings, we need to do the same thing here. That's exactly what this is. They're pushing back against the citizenry that elected this government in Florida. They're pushing back against the elected officials and telling them you're going to do what we say, not what the people say, in spite of what all the polling indicates that across the board this law is popular. We need to start calling them the oligarchs at the House of Mouse.
There you go. Oligarchs at the House of Mouse, a phrase coined by our own Dale Jackson, the most trusted journalist in Alabama. Copper, take us to a break. We will do this. We'll come back with round two of the Grand Council with our brethren FM Talk 106.5's Jeff Poore and our own Dale Jackson right here at WVNN. I'm Phil Williams. This is Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Moving right back now to the Grand Council with my brethren Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5 down in the coastal regions of Alabama, and our own Dale Jackson right here at WVNN. So we're in round two, fellers. And who did I start with last time? Was it Jeff? I think Jeff, you were first, weren't you? Go ahead.
I was. Let me kick it off here. Our former colleague at Yellowhammer News, or my former colleague, Sean Ross, is predicting a special session for gambling. Now, the thinking here is it's dead in the legislature this session. Both Albright and Chip Brown have pulled their bills. But you want to get it on the ballot in a high turnout election, and you want to have it on the ballot in either the midterm or in the presidential election. So if they wait until after the primary or after the runoff, call a special session. I guess theoretically they could get it on the ballot for November. Any you see any path forward for this or any truth to this?
Dale, you go first.
Well, I'll tell you this. What an absolute con job that would be. Oh, well, we already beat our primaries. I guess we'll just get in here and we'll do this thing. Wow.
Yeah.
If they do that, that is amazing.
And then add to that, by the way, it was so hard to get the redistricting done in time for people to know what district they were going to even run for, so we kept most of our competition at bay. That would be awful. So if you're asking for a prediction, Jeff, I'm just through trying to predict. The gambling bosses, I guarantee you, are asking for it. Whether or not the legislative leadership will cave to that, and it would have to mean Governor Ivey would issue a proclamation, knowing full well that she's got probably a runoff right now. I think they'd be hard-pressed to get it done, but I think that you're going to see it definitely come up in the next quadrennium right away. Your own question, Jeff. What do you think?
Watch for some trial balloons here. Wait until that month or so after the runoff. They got to have a special session anyway because of there's some ARPA money they got to delay. They will be back one more time at least. But I think they will flirt with the idea and just see how the Republic reacts.
Oh, Lord God. It's like the zombie bill. It never dies. All right, I'm going to jump on this next one then. Quick question for you. Will Smith, Chris Rock, do you agree with slapping the man on stage, or was that the wrong thing to do, at least for the time and the place? Jeff, you first.
I wish I cared enough, but I guess just for the sake of this discussion, what would you do if you're Will Smith, a comedian, learn how to take a joke? No, you probably shouldn't have done it.
No. Okay, Dale, you first. You know,
oh, my God, all the terrible things I've said to different people. No, I don't want to normalize slapping people across the mouth for making inappropriate jokes. So, no, I don't want to do that.
There'd be no skin left on your cheeks, would there, by now?
That's correct.
So you'd be growing the beard just to have a buffer. Yeah, so I, you know, I agree. I mean, I look at it and think it was a cheesy joke. It was also a joke, and it was also in a venue where jokes are expected, and they've been, you know, chewed out before from the podium. I just think that, you know what, if you're going to go slap a guy around, get him off stage and have at it. But that was absolutely the wrong thing to do, and just shows that the intolerant left is not very tolerant at all. Last question real quick, Dale.
Okay, here it is. They're giving a raise to teachers. Yes, yes, they deserve it. Everyone deserves more money. Great, fantastic. Did they think at all about the impact that's going to have on the retirement system of Alabama, raising all these people late in their careers' pay significantly, especially people who have like 3 years left, and how they're going to increase that and pay that out the rest of the way? Did anyone think about that?
No, I think what they really thought about was that the education community has a lot of voters. And what they're looking at right now is trying to keep people appeased. So you didn't see a single bit of school choice. You didn't hear much of anything done to improve education. They claim the Numeracy Act will improve education, but I just don't see it. And then on top of that, they just spent records amount of money, and we're still 50th in the nation. So I just saw this as being pandering. This is a pandering piece of legislation. I guarantee what they're trying to do is say that they're going to do it to keep from losing good teachers. I got news. Encourage teachers to do their jobs and remove some of the restrictions that are on them and let them teach innovatively, and I guarantee you'll see that anyway. Jeff, real quick, your answer.
Yeah, I think it's a wink of the nod to the AEA, too. AEA's, you know, coming back, and hey, look what we did for you. So don't come into our district and do anything. Everything you said is right, Phil, but I think there's some other things going on behind the scenes.
I don't disagree with that, and I wish we had more time to enlighten us on it. All right, folks, that's it. The Grand Council, Jeff and Dale, thanks so much for your time. Jeff Poor, FM Talk 106.5 down in Mobile, and our own Dale Jackson right here on WVNN. Love that segment. The Grand Council, I'm Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, we'll be talking about culture wars. Stay tuned.